Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. This hadith is about a very important topic, and that is the person who contents himself and remains silent in the face of another person's wrong action. As you know, one of the main obligations within the Islamic religion and the Islamic laws is enjoining good and prohibiting wrong, meaning encouraging people to do good and prohibiting them and making them refrain from committing evil and wrong. It's been mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, it's the Quran says, there has been, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there has to be a nation among you summoning to the good, bidding what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. It is they who are the felicious. And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, you are the best nation ever, brought forth for mankind. You bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and have faith in Allah. And if people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, some are faithful, but most of them are transgressors. So enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong is a very significant and important responsibility that we are asked to perform. But what happens if we don't do it? What happens if we see somebody committing a wrong deed, committing an evil, and we remain silent and we don't prohibit them from doing so? What's going to happen? Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he alludes to the consequences and repercussions of such an act. He says, he who witnesses a misdeed and abhors it is as one who was absent therein. Meaning if somebody witnesses something wrong, some evil, and he doesn't, in his heart, he doesn't like it, it is as if he wasn't there and he didn't see it. Whereas he who is absent from a misdeed and yet contents himself with it, it is as one who witnessed it. So if we hear about somebody who did a bad deed and we become happy at this, then it's like we are witnessing it and remaining silent, and obviously we get the punishment of doing such a thing. But if we are present and we, in our heart, let's say we cannot prohibit the person from doing the misdeed, but we in our heart we abhor it, it is like we weren't even there. It's also been narrated that Imam Jawad said, he who approves of a wicked deed partakes in it. So he will get the punishment of the person who performed it, actually performed it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at he who contents himself with the person's wrong actions in the words of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.